Oh.
Oh, God. It's the party.
Happy New Year.
It's the one-year show, ladies and gentlemen.
It's the one-year show. One-year show. One-year show.
All right, we're going to pop the champagne bottle now.
Here's the popping of a champagne all over the computer. Avoid the computer if you can.
I got the wire thing here.
I hope we're recording.
Are we recording?
Yeah, we're recording.
There's only one shot at this.
Okay.
Ready?
Are we ready? All right.
One-year anniversary show.
Wait, let's both mic it. We're both mic it. Okay, hold on.
I can't do it with my left hand.
Don't do it at the monitor.
Party.
Right,
play some music.
Oh, God. He's playing it over. not over the computer.
It's the most unorganized show of all.
The villain ain't rhyming off bread alone. Let him get some cognac, a mic, and a headphone. Smoke and mirrors caught her in the mix. Couldn't read the shorthand for mortars and bricks. If any negative thought linger, he let it vent. Wrote this one with his middle finger in wet cement. Did it on the sly, before he's gone bye-bye. Spit it on the fly. Brush your teeth, rinse, and gargle. A true nerd who messed with new words since Boggle. And use slang and scrabble. Rhymed with a northern drawl, twang and babble. Flossy pen jargon, break the world record. Do a four-steam bargain and take the girl naked. More spots than a leopard. Then he had to stop, the block was hot peppered. Shepherd, leading the sheeps out to slaughter. Kept it sold and repped it. Every time he saw ya, trying to douse a pinch of weed in a frat street house. I'll make mincemeat out of that beat, mouse. Welcome to the show. Remember, whatever you do, do not boo the flow. School the dumb on the number one rule of thumb. What a fool. Still you never met a cooler bum. Give the drummer some rum. I'm sure he could use a shot just to get his cues hot and sure he don't lose his spot. A stranger who speaks to you vocal. Danger made the beat get a freak to do the bogle. No bull. Everything they wanted they grabbed and took. Whole lab looked like an ill left jab and hook. Even had a secretary to take the calls. Shake it and make it fall. I told her don't break my balls. Wherever mouse go, trouble follows. The bounty on his throw was mills and double dollars. Bill spills muddle flows that befuddle scholars. Thick buffalo girl with the bubble hollers. She rocked leather and gold, a fat blouse, and neither brother was sold to let her cat out. Even if the rat couldn't compete with Krause, I'll make mincemeat out of that beat mouse. Tap your toe, rhyme and strap for dough, rap for show, to let the whippersnappers know. Sucks to be them, now pass that loop. Up under the tux he wore a hazmat suit. Sounded like Froggy, sipped the groggiest of potions. Be up in the party with the foggiest of notions. On the list of lobbyists for Save the Oceans. Gave his donation to the lady with the lotions. Swole hand itching, the old man bitching. Switching with the fan with the gold band twitching. Spitting like a bionic sneeze that frees vodka. Just to clear the air like the ionic breeze. Quadra, slick enough to outsly a fox. For a chicken pot pie, thinking outside the box. Love to taste her goodie, but got no time to be wasting chasing putty. Alpha Daffy Duck Bucks, Porky Pig Paper, Bugs Bunny Money, a Sylvester Cat Caper. Off of that tape of rap country or deep house, I'll make mincemeat out of that beat mouse.
We have no idea what we're doing.
Wow.
It's a year later.
Man, it seems like we've actually gone back to when we started this onto the shoddy production
technique.
We should
be old pros by now. And,
whoa.
We don't even have music really picked out.
No,
we're
like completely rigging it. And
we're
winging it. This champagne tastes like shit.
It's $12. What do you want? It's actually sparkling
shit.
Wine. It sucks the saliva right out of your mouth.
I hate you.
It's so dry.
But it makes me do things I wish I wouldn't.
We have to drink this whole bottle. That's part of the show.
Okay.
Woo!
So it's going to get more and more sloppy.
We're off to a great start. So it's been a year, Benny.
It has been a year.
I'm excited for you. It's,
was it
it's
me
really,
or do you not hear anything?
It's probably you. Hopefully. Okay.
What was that? That was a good point you made there.
Woo!
So it's been 1 year. I started podcasting October 8th, 2004, and now it's October 8th, 2005.
Woo!
Woo-hoo!
I walked around your neighborhood for about 20 minutes looking for something that makes noise, and this is what I found. It sounds like a car horn.
It looks like a car.
It has a soccer ball on it.
It's huge. It has three horns, people. This is not, I'm not exaggerating. It's three horns attached to a soccer ball. One of the horns is yellow, one of the horns is red, and one of the horns is blue. They're different sizes.
Woo!
And it makes this noise.
Not quite the sound I was going for.
It's not exactly a joyful sound.
You could kind of judge a neighborhood by the noisemakers, though. My neighborhood is definitely a little more ghetto than yours because, like, every four blocks, there's, like, three 99-cent stores, and that's all you have is the classic noisemaker.
Yeah, well, that isn't the classic noisemaker.
No, this is, like, some...
It sounds like a goose being run over by a car.
As the car is honking the horn. It's only
sounds
the
like
first
two
glass
geese
of
being
champagne.
Run over by one car and both screaming.
But it has this fancy rope necklace that I can
sweet.
So I won't lose it.
Man, the ladies will be flocking.
Yeah, alrighty. So where are we going with this show today? Because we don't know what we're doing.
We're going to talk about the good old days. We might even play clips of the old shows, although that's a lot of work.
That's a lot of work for you.
The first time
Josiah came on the show.
Doodly doo, doodly doo.
Fuck,
doodly doo.
We're having lots of good fun here on whatever. What do you call this?
Tracks Up the Tree.
Tracks Up the Tree.
Thank you.
Good times. You should go visit that website and see my friend.
That's at www.upthetree.com.
Up the tree.
You probably already know that.
Up All Night? USA Up All Night? Remember that?
I do. That was
good times.
I actually had such a crush on that woman.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
Oh,
she kept me
man.
Up all night. You know?
Yeah. That was as close to porn as I could get back in like when I was 9.
It's all about
what
the soft, cheesy porn.
I don't know who she was either.
I don't know who that was either. Was she famous before that?
The name is Robin Bird that's coming to mind, but that wasn't Robin Bird. Robin Bird is the crazy woman in the New York.
Right.
On the public access show. She was somebody else. I remember she was just like, up all night.
Yeah, she had
huge
small,
tits.
Yeah.
Small? What are you talking about?
I was being sarcastic. And then they had, Gilbert Godfrey. That was a...
Oh, man.
That was a bad
idea.
That's
when I stopped watching.
Yeah, and then I went to sleep.
And then you weren't up all night.
Nope. So who we got?
We have a movie for you. I'm staying.
So you're at the marathon.
So I guess that was the first time if I actually made it to edit it in.
Hopefully. We're just going to start spewing shit out and be like, oh, do the first time you said you love music. If.
Yeah. Splice together every if we've ever used in the entire show.
Every time Josiah says, it's great to be back. It's good to be back,
that's
Benny.
Every
it's great to be
show.
Back. It's I didn't say it today, but it is.
What did you say today?
Good to be back. I don't know what I said today. I was having a hard time opening the champagne bottle. Because I
mean
weak.
The champagne.
Makes your pee bubbles.
Oh, my God. This is going to make me vomit bubbles. How does it feel to get champagne up your nose?
I almost puked. Oh my God. Don't ever make me laugh with bubbles in my nose.
Got
to taste that glass twice. Oh, it's just the beginning, folks.
And
just
smell
the beginning.
It for the rest of the night.
Anybody else smell champagne?
Woo! I can't wait to ride this subway later on tonight, and I'm going to be the guy that smells like booze. Where are you looking at, fucker? You don't know me.
And the soccer horn around you.
There isn't even a game tonight. You're like, yeah!
It's a goal! Oh, fuck, man. Play some music.
Playing it.
We don't even know what we're playing.
Just an act to come and take the sleep out of my night. I would go to pieces if you said that this was just an act to come and take the shine out of my light. Oh, and I go
There's usually we usually listen to the music.
we're recording the whole show. We're gonna splice in the music afterwards. So we're sort of like it's a full. Maybe this is the best way to do it. Keeps our energy like fully up.
Yeah, or we just keep talking about nothing. The other way around. The other way around, we get ourselves collected.
Right.
Think about what we're gonna say.
Right.
And now we're letting the. This fine.
And the bubbly
this
flow.
Cordon Negro Brut.
Cordon Negro? Does it have cheese in the middle?
It's a black bottle.
Oh, man. It makes me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sweating.
I'm going to go smoke a cigarette and my mouth is going to catch on fire.
So what have you been up to? I haven't seen you in like 3 weeks.
As usual, yeah.
We had two shows up in 1 week, and people really liked that. And I think we might do that again, just not tonight.
Well,
tonight is a celebration of all that is fantastic. All
right, well.
What?
Okay. Yeah, I thought maybe you had died or something. I'm sure a lot of the fellow listeners thought the same thing.
Yeah, I thought I died too.
It's like, wow, Ben hasn't even put a comment on his blog there.
I haven't done anything for a very, very, very long time. And I feel kind of, it's kind of difficult because work has just gotten in the way of everything. But I hope to be back, like, in the winter season. Like, there's not as much to do. Hopefully, I'll be able to podcast a lot more. That's when I started podcasting, was this time last year.
Right, right.
And I started podcasting because there wasn't much to do. This year is a little different, but, you know, it's always good. I'm also working on stuff I want to work on, so. I want to update the website. I'm sorry, people, for not updating the website. I don't want to keep on complaining or apologizing, though.
No, it's your fucking show, man. Don't apologize.
It's sucky.
Do whatever you want.
And we got to mention in Spin this month. Woo!
Woo! Hold on.
Yay! Hi, Spin people.
Spin Magazine. Pick it up. It's the greatest magazine
ever. The November issue out in October.
What? That doesn't make any sense.
That's the publishing industry for you. They're crazy.
They're so ahead of the game.
They're in front of the world.
I don't know what I'm talking about. How do they do that anyway?
That's kind of a stupid idea. Why would they have the November issue out in October?
So it's out on stands right now?
Yeah, it's out on stands right now. It's the November issue out in October.
Mm. They're trying to be trendy. It's like when you buy a 2006 Nissan whatever in July of 2005 or some shit.
Do they do that?
They do that stuff, man. I don't know what's going on.
Dude, but this isn't a car. This is a magazine. This is just a magazine.
I have the newest issue of it. It's
a month before it's even out.
It's like, dude, did you know that in November the Yankees will have won the World Series? It says it right here.
It's great for betting.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God, this is the best. The Off Track magazine.
The new
a month before.
Soccer ball horn to the new inn.
All the kids will be having them next year.
Are you getting sick of that yet?
Yeah, I'm really good.
I'm sick of it.
That's really...
That shit cost me $1.29, man.
Damn, you got jip, bitch.
I'm like, hey, does this thing make noise? Because it was in a plastic wrapper.
What did the plastic wrapper say?
It just said toy. It didn't even say anything.
It's a toy.
It said toy and choking hazard and made in China.
It's not really a toy so much as a horn.
It's definitely a horn. It should have said horn. Some poor little 9-year-old in China had to make this thing, and like
for $1.29,
so I can amuse myself.
Although
I do have to say,
I think you got gypped on the $1.29 horn. There really isn't much to that horn. It's a lot of plastic.
I'm thinking I got gypped on the $12.99 bottle.
Oh, champagne, good stuff. Well, fill me up. Hopefully, this show will sound better. The more we drink, the better the show will sound.
Sounds better to me.
Hey,
son. What a great song that was either fast or slow.
We don't really know what that is.
It could have been a girl or a guy. Most likely a guy.
Most likely. But there is a chance it could be a girl.
It is. There is a good chance. What a great song that
was. Well, in terms of a global chance, it's probably 50-50.
Right.
But in terms of this show, it's probably closer to like 1 in 30.
Yeah. We don't like girls in music.
Well, we like girls in music. We just don't like most musicians. Women, people.
I'm just kidding. I like women and
their
music.
We like the musicians because
they're pretty.
Woo! But I haven't found a lot of female musicians that I've been loving, and that was strange because when I was like
you're cursing. Woo! That was really working.
Because back when I was in
usually
high
Ben's
school.
Like, stop cursing. No one's gonna pay attention if you curse so much.
Fuck that. So when I was in high school, I used to listen to lots of female, like Liz Phair. She sucks now.
Yeah, she does. Kinda.
She sucks real bad. Have you heard her new stuff?
No, I don't even care. Second album, she started sucking. What was that one album she did that was so good?
There was Exile in Guyville, where she talked about blowjobs, and then there was Whip Smart.
Whip Smart was really awesome.
Then there was White Chocolate Space Egg. I think that's. You can tell just from the title.
It's like,
that's gonna suck.
You and then suck. White chocolate. I'm awesome with the egg. With the. It's like, what are you talking about,
Liz? What the?
Look how weird I'm being. I'm being so weird on purpose.
It's like Stephen Malkovich of Stephen Malkovich of Pavement
Malkovich.
No, not Stephen Malkovich.
Welcome
of Pavement.
Oh
he's
yes,
weird.
Yes.
He's a weird dude because he's just weird.
Right.
David
he can't
Byrne.
Help it. He's
David
just weird.
David Byrne is a weird dude because he's weird. He's an eccentric guy. It makes
Steve
him great.
Buscemi. Kind of weird.
Steve Buscemi, who I met, is weird.
You met him?
I've met him. I'll tell you that story right after this.
Yay.
But what was really funny is that like Liz Phair isn't weird. She wants to be weird desperately. She wants to be accepted desperately. She's not at all
Look, I'm
weird.
Like an indie rocker because I'm so weird, but I want to be sexy too.
And she's a mother, so she wants
to be.
Ew. She wants to be. She wants to be like a strange, sexy indie rock mother. It doesn't work.
No,
you can't do that.
You really can't.
No.
The poor kid. Is it a boy or a girl?
Who cares?
My mom. Did. My mom sings about blowjobs.
Oh, I know. Well, she doesn't sing about blowjobs. Oh, actually, she does now. She's now like talking about blowjobs when she's a mom, which is kind of disgusting.
She's a humdinger.
And she's not that hot of a mom anymore. She used to be hot when she was a freaky person.
She was. Yeah. I remember looking at the little pictures in Whip Smart.
Oh, yeah. And she's
remember
like
the inside
naked.
Cover? It's like, oh, yeah. Then she's naked in that one.
There's boobies.
Oh, I see titty. Yeah, you can lose my fair.
Oh, what the geez. Hell is
I mean? Don't know.
So the one time I met Steve Buscemi in Brooklyn.
Speaking of nothing.
Steve Buscemi, I think he lives in Brooklyn. He does live in Brooklyn, I'm pretty sure. And he was actually at this show. I don't know, guy, if you know the Rock and Roll High School. You guys know Rock and Roll High School?
Yeah,
it actually exists.
Yeah.
And it has a part of an outreach group. I don't know what I'm trying to say here. There's a group of rock and roll high schoolers in Brooklyn. And so he was there checking out the show because I think he knew one of the kids was his like cousin or nephew.
I see.
So I met him and I asked if I could take his picture, and he said like in his Steve Buscemi way, like, yeah, only if it doesn't take too long. Like kind of dismissive. But I can understand it. I mean, he probably gets asked that a lot, and I was kind of blowing up his spot, and he was with like his family. Well, he's with his brother.
You're a dick.
I know. I'm a real dick. Sorry, Steve.
So did you get the goddamn picture or not?
Well, that's the funniest part. I went to take the picture and my camera died.
Are you serious?
So I had to borrow someone else's picture while Steve Buscemi had to stand there waiting for me to get another camera.
Hold on, Steve. I know you said you don't want to take too long, but I'm just going
to
go over
here. Hold on. I just have to... Oh,
shit.
Oh, God.
And
so I do have a picture of Steve Buscemi and Diane. And that was the story.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Maybe this would be a good opportunity to play something.
Probably.
Let's play something
now!
Come on, Eileen. Come on. Eileen.
Oh, meh.
Were you there that time our friend Ruby said, come on my ass?
She did?
We're
Wow.
This is going to make no sense.
No, not to anybody. Well, we'll cut it out.
It was just funny. I don't know. We were all yelling at Ruby to come on. We're like, come on, Ruby. We got to go. Come on. She's like, come on my ass. And she didn't realize, what she said.
Until someone came on her ass. Came on my... Sorry.
We are really talking about nothing now.
Man. And we're getting dirtier and dirtier. I guess it's a fine return to our original.
We really are going back to the very first one where we didn't know what we're doing.
Yeah.
I remember being nervous. I was so nervous my first time.
Well, yeah. Also, you always come after not being here for however long. And so you're like, I forgot how to do it. Mm-hmm. And you come in, you're like, blah, 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 blah. Again, he drinks the champagne right as he says.
I'm gonna puke. Jesus, you gotta stop doing that.
That's funny.
Got more champagne coming out my nose and going into my belly.
That's the stuff that dreams.
Get in my belly.
My belly. So, one of my favorite episodes that we ever did was the one we did where returning to duty, sir. Remember that one?
Reporting for duty, sir. Yeah.
So let's play a clip of that opening.
Are you gonna remember saying all this shit?
No.
Because you're gonna go back, you're gonna post this, and there's gonna be bits like this and then nothing.
And I'll remember this two times I have to go
twice.
back in
22
in time.
Times. Okay.
I can't believe it. Well, I did. We are recording this on Wednesday for Saturday because I realized it was going to take quite a long time.
Yes, yes, yes. So good. We have plenty of time to recover from our soon-to-have hangovers and...
So let's go back.
In 1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit.
Hey, glad to have you back, Josiah from prison.
Josiah, reporting for duty, sir.
Well, it's time to play some rock music. Are you ready, Private?
I am so ready to rock out.
How are your
private?
How's your privates, Private?
My privates are perfect. Ladies and gentlemen, back by popular demand. It's the Ben and sort of Josiah show.
It's Ben's show.
It's just Ben's show. Josiah's here sometimes.
You're here occasionally.
On occasion. Just to spice it up a tad.
Too well. I hope you spice it up a bit tonight. I mean,
spicy.
Spicy. Very spicy. The day after Valentine's Day.
Hey, T. Hey, I got a fever. And the only thing that'll cure it? More clapping.
Go clapping.
One. And two, and three, four more. Looking good. Keep doing it. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, good times. Oh. We had some good times then, huh?
Yeah.
A year ago, I don't feel any more mature.
You look older. You look more haggard. you look kind of like Nick Nolte.
Oh, nice. Thanks a lot, dude.
You're welcome, dude.
I'm going to definitely like that on the subway ride.
Have you guys ever seen the website, what is it? Go Fug Yourself.
Fug?
Go Fug Yourself. Fug
Yourself.
It was one of our links of the day.
Yeah, yeah.
Link of the day! Well, they had a game you could play on their website, which I'll link to because everybody finds it hilarious. It's a game called Gary Busey or Nick Nolte.
That's awesome.
To match the person to the picture of the celebrity to the celebrity.
It's really funny. Oh, my God.
And it's one of the funniest things I've ever seen on the internet.
Have you ever seen... You must have seen Joe's cartoon... That was joescartoon.com, where there's like, you know, interactive cartoons. There's like a frog in a blender. He's just floating there, and you can like hit the first button, and he's just like getting dizzy. You just keep going along. And there's like a gerbil in a microwave. But they're like cute cartoons, you know?
Yeah.
And the gerbil's like, "You can't hurt me. I know you can't hurt me." And you put the timer on in the microwave and starts to zap him. And I sound like a sick bastard right now.
Yeah.
You got to go to the website. It's like, or just Google Joe's cartoon. It's hilarious.
Okay, that's another link of the day. Let's move on. Let's play a song. You want to know another thing, which I think is pretty funny? This is a link of the day a few weeks back. Made its rounds around the internet. It's a song about George Bush. And I think it's kind of a fun one, and I thought I'd play it for you. It's our song of the day. I don't know what that means.
Song!
We have a lot of songs.
Hurricane came through, fucked us up around here. Government acting like it's bad luck down here. All I know is that you better bring some trucks around here. Wonder why I got my middle finger up around here. People lives on the line, you declining to help. Since you taking so much time, we surviving ourselves. Just me and my pets and my kids and my spouse. Trapped in my own house looking for a way out. 5 days in this motherfucking attic. Can't use the cell phone, I keep getting static. Dying cause they lying instead of telling us the truth. Other day the helicopters got my neighbors off the roof. It's cool cause they said they coming back for us too. That was 3 days ago, I don't see no rescue. See a man's gotta do what a man's gotta do. Since God made the path and I'm trying to walk through. What? Swam to the store trying to look for food. Corner store's kinda flooded so I broke my way through. I got what I could but before I got through, the news said police shot a black man trying to leave. Don't like black people. George Bush don't like black people. George Bush don't like black people. George Bush don't like. I ain't saying he a gold digger.
I'm in need.
He ain't looking for no broke niggas.
Kill me, man.
I ain't saying he a gold digger.
I'm in need.
He ain't checking for no broke niggas.
I got him.
George Bush don't like black people.
I got him.
George Bush don't like.
walking in like, hey. Chilling on his vacation, sitting patiently. Them black folks gotta hope, gotta wait and see if FEMA really comes through in an emergency. But nobody seems to have a sense of urgency. Now the mayor's been reduced to crying, and guess what said niggas been used to dying. He said, I know it looks bad, just have to wait. But getting folks were too broke to evacuate. Niggas starving and they dying of thirst. I bet he had to go and check on them refineries first. Making a killing off the price of gas. He would have been up in Connecticut twice as fast. After all that we've been through, nothing's changed. You can call Red Cross, but the fact remains that George Bush ain't a gold digger, but he ain't fucking with no broke niggas. George Bush ain't a gold digger, but he ain't fucking with no broke niggas. Come down, Bush, come on, come down. 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 George Bush ain't a gold digger. Don't like black people. George Bush don't like black people. George Bush don't like black people. Come down, George, come on, come down. Come down, George, come on, come down. Come down, George, come on, come down. Come down, George, come on, come down.
That's great. That reminds me of a joke, actually.
What's the joke?
Would you like to hear the joke?
Joke of the day!
Woo! So, woo. Donald Rumsfeld meets with George Bush. Uh-huh. Give him an update on Iraq, and he says, well, Mr. President, bad news today. Three Brazilian soldiers were killed in action. And George Bush starts freaking out. He's like, oh, my God, this is terrible. Oh, God. He's like, how many soldiers is that anyways? Three Brazilian.
That's funny.
That's pretty funny.
Oh.
I'm sorry. That's just terrible. Just terrible.
Oh.
Georgie Porgy.
Pudding and pie. Kissed the girls and made them cry.
That he does.
Yes, he does.
The other day,
speaking of crying,
I sat alone and watched Four Weddings and a Funeral. Oh. Cried myself to sleep.
Steel Magnolias.
Oh,
so sad.
Such a sad movie.
Why do we keep going to the gay thing?
I don't know. Sorry.
Like, I'm drunk and super gay.
It's not gay. It's fabulous. Have you ever seen?
Sailors.
Here's a really great show. If you haven't checked it out already, go check it out on your Netflix queue. It's called Little Britain.
Ah, you've talked many times.
It's a show. It's a show on BBC, which is unbelievable. And the one character they have is a character called Daffet. And Daffet is the only gay in the village. And so he's always trying to defend his gayness in the village because he likes being the only gay in the village. I'm the only gay. But it's fantastic. I'm sure all the people in the UK are like, yeah, duh. But here in the
like
States,
like,
you don't get that.
In Britain, like,
there's this great show called Seinfeld.
You may not have heard of it.
I don't know why I'm doing a Scottish accent.
Me neither.
It's all I can do when I've been drinking.
There's a great show called Seinfeld, and after it, you may not have heard of it. It's called Friends.
Friends.
It's hilarious.
Where are you going? I'm going to pick a fight. We didn't get dressed up for nothing.
I'm terribly
sorry.
Right.
Oh. Let's cut that out.
I'm getting like hot and cold flashes. I think I'm allergic to this cheap booze.
I think there was uncooked beef in that. I feel hot and
salmonella.
Sweaty. The other day, right? I'm speaking of salmonella.
I was crying alone and I was puking and shitting all over myself.
I don't know if you ever gone to like a Häagen-Dazs place to get ice cream. You know, they have those like shops where you can buy a cone of Häagen-Dazs
right
for $5.
Yeah.
Or you can go
a sample for $5, please.
You can go right, like next door and buy a like a gallon for $5. But if you go to the store,
gasoline
and get it at anything, actually,
right?
But I went in there with my pal Rob and Rhiannon,
right?
My pals Rob and Rhiannon, and we were online waiting, and of course there's like these people who ask for samples. Now, I don't have the balls to ask for samples because, no, excuse my language here. It's fucking ice cream. It's going to be good, okay? They don't have shitty ice cream flavors at Häagen-Dazs, all right? Just pick a flavor and live on the dangerous side.
Oh, my God. I don't know if I can go with spicy pear or not.
I don't know if I'm gonna like it. Whoever invented the taster spoon should be shot.
I really
just
need you.
Just pick a flavor and shut the f- up.
Say it,
please.
Man.
You shut the fuck up. No. Pick a flavor, fucker.
Okay, now this is an absolute mandatory edit. What you have to do right now is you have to go back to the show where you're telling me to not curse.
Okay. This is another one. There's a third edit. When was that? That was like all the way through.
I don't know. You got to find it, though.
I don't know if I'm going to find it.
Fucker. You got to get that part. It's a whole story. It's like, I don't know. We need to tame it down.
We need to tame it down. I think it was our first show.
It, I need to talk about ice cream.
Fuck, that was a time that we had to say.
You see what happens when you repress these feelings? It just explodes. Give them some booze.
Damn.
And another thing I hate about the French. Weasels.
Anything?
Another thing about stuff.
So that's what I really dislike. So we were online and this kid asked for like two samples and then, get this, didn't get ice cream.
Well, that's lame. I mean, I always ask for samples because it's, you know, free ice cream.
You are one of those bastards. You always... So, okay, there's three types of flavors that all men get, okay? I'm gonna keep them in the back of my mind and then you tell me one of the flavors you would normally get on a regular basis from any ice cream store. Now, these are men's flavors. These may not be women's flavors. These are men's flavors.
Vagina?
That's every flavor.
Raspberry swirl.
Okay, I'm asking you to leave my house. What are the three flavors? What is one of the flavors? What is the flavor you always get?
A manly flavor that I always
get? Yes, there's one you gotta know.
I go to Cold Stone and get a strawberry cheesecake.
Aren't you driving me? Answer the question! You can't handle the truth!
I get like chocolate with chunks of something in it.
Yeah. Okay, Rocky Road. That's
Rocky
one
Road.
Of them.
I don't like nuts though.
Oh. So, so here's my short list
chocolate
of
chip
flavors.
Cookie dough.
Okay, that's one of them. There's three flavors that all men can order and be happy with: chocolate chip cookie dough,
beef stroganoff,
Rocky Road, and mint chocolate chip.
I always get mint.
Those are the flavors. Those are the three men flavors. Because they're not just one thing. It's good value. You're getting something with something else in it. Just think about it. When you go to Häagen-Dazs, would you ever get vanilla? No, hell no.
It's so real.
It's so bare. It's such a bare flavor. It's so pure. You would never do that. As a man, you want to get the stupid flavors
you
never
this
buy calls a
for?
Of.
That's like my manly horn here.
That's not manly.
No, it's not. It's a fucking soccer ball with little horns coming out of it.
I hope the people at home find this is funny and are laughing on the train.
I hope they're not just like horrified.
Well, they're sitting there with their mouths open like, I can't believe this is happening.
God. I'm going right to iTunes and unsubscribing.
Unsubscribing. To unsubscribe to this podcast, simply go to iTunes and hit the delete button.
I'm gonna bleep that out.
This is fun times. How long have we been going?
Like 7 hours.
Shrikes.
We're out of booze.
Oh my god, we're already at the point where we have to say goodbye. Can you believe
it?
Wow. Yeah. We can keep on actually recording because I'm sure I'm gonna have to cut half of this out.
Yeah.
We're out of
booze.
Woo! Yay!
Let me get a clank, buddy. 1 year.
Lord Jesus.
I'm going to. Jesus?
I don't know. I'm not Jesus.
Or Jew.
Or Jew.
And then we just did both.
Josie Jehoshaphat. Okay, let's play a song. We haven't played one in 15 minutes.
Let's get back.
Let's get back to the videotape. Okay.
Okay.
Let's play.
Do it.
Brings us to the end of the show.
It's the end of the show, the one-year show. Here is the show that's ending
now. Was
there
anything we're supposed to talk about that we didn't talk about?
I don't know. I waited on Woody Allen. That's exciting.
Oh, yeah. You have a...
I waited on Woody Allen. It was very exciting. He's old and weird. Yeah. And he was with Sun Yi, who is angry. She's so angry.
She is? Anyway, we adore you guys. Thank you so much for supporting us for 1 year. Woo!
I'm going to go break this thing now.
Stereophonic sound. Break it! Break it! That's my computer. Oh,
it really just went out.
The chip just went.
The blue one's gone now. Oh. Doesn't change the sound.
Nope.
Ah. Oh. Oh, geez.
That broke it. All right, I think you broke it. How'd you break it so easily?
Because I paid $1 for this. Wow, that was a huge markup, man. I probably made this for 4 cents in China.
That's what I was saying when you got ripped off of that stupid horn.
Oh, man, I'm going back there.
Hey! Hey, you fixed it. Let's glue it back. All right, lovely people. It's been great.
All right.
Tune in for more shows. It's only been a year. We have years and years more to go.
Oh, God. If we keep up this pace,
Jesus,
though, I don't know.
Oh, I got to sleep.
This show
sick.
Has been brought to you by
Flixinet, Brute,
Kava Brute,
Schnapken Gripten Flabber Brute,
Maxipique Gold
Bubbles, or Vomit Bubbles, yeah. Depend.
A little bit of both. I'm like talking without the mic.
I know, the mic is down around his feet. He's like, you know another thing about stuff?
I'm going to pee in my pants now.
I hate you. So it's been great. Thank you so much for tuning in. We've been Funtime Ben.
And Just Josiah.
And we'll be back next...
Tapa, tapa, tapa.
Fobble.
Oh, shit.
He tried to blow the horn and he got to spit.
Oh, that's where the spit is saved. Inside the soccer ball. Can we take a picture of this and put it on your... we need to put this on.
I'm laughing like a little bitch.
You sure do have a pretty mouth.
I gotta get off this
thing. End it. End it. Please.
Lord,
turn it off.
Jesus.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this one again.
Oh, let's put some Hawaiian music and call it a day.
Bye, everybody.
Peace out, homies.
Peace.
The tears come out. Your restless eyes. I'm something about. I'm thinking twice. The tears come out. Your restless eyes. I'm something about. I'm thinking twice.
Come on. What's my problem? It's nothing. Got an electric blanket that's short of something. What's my problem? It's nothing. Got an electric blanket that's short of something.
I'm reaching out.
Do you think of me?
I'm standing here.
And when you're gonna be?
I'm choking up.
But when this is over,
I'm messing up.
Time for some links, some links, some links. Ooh, time to get some links. Ooh, some links, ooh, some links. Ow. The first one up was Danger Doom. The song Mincemeat. The next song was Missing Pieces by our favorite band and your favorite band, Voxtrot. The best. I love these guys. Next one up was The Ghost Mary and Her Friends by Pet Politics. After that was New Thing by Walking Concert. The next song after that is George Bush Doesn't Care About Black People. And I don't remember who did this one. But I'll give it to you. It's so good. The next one up is the fantastic Roll On by the Twin Atlantas. It's an amazing, amazing musician. Amazing musicians. fantastic. Apparently the album's also great. It's on order. I should be getting it soon.
Woo.
Up after that was Electric by Pete and the Pirates.
Bye.